By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump said the number of COVID-19 cases was spiking across the country, and in his words, it will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Trump said some areas of our country are doing very well, while others are doing less well. The president also made his strongest statement yet regarding wearing facial coverings, saying on Tuesday, whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. Meantime, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, laid out his economic plan for the country during a speech in his home state of Delaware. He blamed President Trump for failing to lead the coronavirus epidemic fight. With the more than 14.8 million confirmed coronavirus cases here in the U.S. and more than 613,000 fatalities, researchers are reporting progress on the race to develop a safe and effective vaccine against the disease. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Tuesday the city intends to cooperate with federal law enforcement agents President Trump is sending there, this according to the Chicago Tribune. Trump's plan comes days after federal agents in Portland, Oregon, sparked opposition among that city's officials. The president is reportedly considering sending about 150 agents from the Department of Homeland Security to Chicago to aid law enforcement with a spike in crime. Though it's not clear how the agents will support local law enforcement, they are expected to make arrests for federal, not local, crimes. So far, Chicago this year recording 414 homicides compared to 275 the same time last year. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security officials services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. Suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. This marks the first time U.S. prosecutors have indicted Chinese hackers for what they term the blended threat of working for Chinese state while also targeting victims for personal gain. The indictment says, in addition to attacking businesses, the hackers infiltrated the online accounts of Chinese dissidents, clergy, and rights activists, and provided their personal information to the Chinese government. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir went on trial in Khartoum Wednesday for staging the coup that brought him to power in 1989. The former president, who was ousted from power by the military last April after mass protests across the country against his rule, faces the death penalty if convicted. The 76-year-old Bashir was indicted years ago by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for alleged war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed in the Darfur region. Sudanese officials had said they would hand over al-Bashir to the ICC, but have yet to do so. Sudan's transitional government is tasked with guiding the country to national elections under a 39-month power-sharing deal. The government has launched several reforms with the hope of regaining acceptance among the international community. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is expected to get the results of his coronavirus test Wednesday to see if he still tests positive for the virus. Since testing earlier this month positive for COVID-19, Bolsonaro insisted that he has been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which most studies have found to be ineffective and potentially dangerous for some patients. Brazil has now recorded more than 2,159,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and more than 81,000 fatalities. Brazil began testing volunteers with an experimental COVID-19 vaccine Tuesday, developed by China's Sinovac biopharmaceutical company. The Sao Paulo government announced 12 research centers in 6 Brazilian states will perform thousands of tests over the next 3 months. Officials say if the tests are successful, the vaccine will be made available to citizens for free nationwide. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.